Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. Now, during the summer, the former Liverpool captain, Jordan Henderson, moved to Saudi Arabia Pro League club Al Ettifaq, which was one of the most controversial moves of the summer. And Henderson has come in for intense criticism for that decision to play for the Saudi Arabian side, given the nation's record on human rights and attitudes towards the LGBTQ plus community. And this morning, in an interview with the Athletic website, Henderson has broken his silence. He says his decision was not based on money and says he's hurt by those who claim he's turned his back on the LGBTQ community. And to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Paul Amann, who is founder of Liverpool's official LGBTQ plus fans group Cop Outs. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You've had a chance to read that interview that Jordan Henderson did with The Athletic. It's very long it's all quoted, question and answer. So you get to see exactly what he said in the course of that. What was your reaction to what he said?
He's trying to rebuild a brand that he has, you know, utterly tarnished himself. He's taken a decision to go play in Saudi Arabia, a country with an appalling human rights record, as part of the Saudis' attempt to sportswash that record. So I'm just gobsmacked that he thinks he can somehow rehabilitate himself whilst carrying on to take their blood money, basically.
Mm-hmm. He talks about why he moved in the first place. He talks about this conversation he had with Jurgen Klopp. Doesn't go into detail, said it was private, but it put me in a position where I knew that I wasn't going to be playing as much. What do you think he was told?
Well, I'm sure that, Jurgen was keen to have a player that would be, you know, fit and able to play as Jordan used to be able to play when he was younger. Fact is, Jordan's gotten a bit old. He's gotten a bit slow. So he's decided, well, I won't come off the bench anymore for Liverpool. I'd rather take a whole load of money and go and play in front of 5,000 people maximum in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. He could have been playing in front of tens of thousands in a lower league in the UK or in Ireland or wherever.
So you don't accept it when he says the decision was not made with money on my mind?
It's absolutely not made with football on his mind. I really just do not believe that, because why would you go and play in what's effectively a Sunday league? You know, it just makes no sense whatsoever from a footballing perspective. And if it's not done for a footballing purpose, it clearly must be for the money.
Yeah, it's worth looking at what he said. People can believe me or not, but in my life and my career, money has never been a motivation, ever. Don't get me wrong, when you move, the business deal has to be tight. You have to have financials, you have to feel wanted, you have to feel valued, and money is a part of that. But that wasn't the sole reason, and these possibilities came up before money was even mentioned. You don't accept any of that?
I just think it's a nonsense and a smokescreen. He's clearly got the ability to go and play in the Championship in the UK. Probably most Premier League clubs would still have wanted him, at least as a bench warmer, and he'd be playing in front of thousands of people. What he's chosen to do is go and play in front of small crowds in blazing hot temperatures as an exercise in sports washing by the Saudi regime. And he knew before he signed any contract exactly what that regime was about, because we told him. And he just didn't listen. And he chose, instead of looking to side with people that he'd chosen to in the past, in terms of the LGBT plus communities, he had actually chosen to side with our oppressors, people who want to murder us through quasi-judicial process. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a pleasant situation whatsoever. He's not only going to a country that, you know, hates LGBT plus people, he's going to a deeply misogynistic, sexist, patriarchal country that abuses women, that abuses all kinds of human rights. And I just don't get that somebody who can put themselves out there as some sort of advocate for decency and human rights themselves can then perform such an about turn. The only thing you can get from that is that maybe all of it was just some sort of branding exercise in the first place.
Yeah, because you, when you wrote that open letter to him in the summer, you said how you previously saw him as an ally, and he was asked in the interview, you know, would he be wearing the rainbow laces playing in Saudi Arabia? Would you feel that that's disrespectful to Saudi people? And he said, I wouldn't rule it out, but at the same time, what I wouldn't do is disrespect the religion and culture in Saudi Arabia. What's your reaction to that response?
Well, it's very clear that he is placing some sort of hierarchy on human rights, etc., that, you know, he would be happy, as it were, to support the right of a Muslim regime, and it's a particular Muslim regime. The majority of people who are followers of Islam have no truck with the what's called the Wahhabi interpretation of Islam, which is a real extreme interpretation. And I think that he's choosing to side with the oppressor. He's choosing to side with the person that wants to kill people. And that doesn't sit with me at all, to think that Jordan Henderson is the same decent person that he purported to be. He's not. He never has been, clearly.
Mm-hmm. His answer on the human rights of workers in Qatar, this was the controversy in the lead up to the World Cup, Paul. It just, his answer seems a bit naive, because he talks about having the FA and Amnesty International talk to the squad about human rights. And he said, you know, Amnesty sent in images and stuff and it was quite shocking and horrendous. But then when I went to Qatar and we had the experience we had at the World Cup, you get to meet the workers there and it was totally different. And the interviewer says to him, well, perhaps what you were presented with in Qatar as a high-profile footballer was always going to be different and choreographed and a manicured perception. He seems to have fallen for that, if that is what happened.
Absolutely agree. I've been to Qatar myself ahead of the Club World Cup. I've seen the presentations that the Qataris want you to see, but I've also looked between, you know, read between the lines and looked at the detail. And what you see there was absolute, you know, horrible, horrible situations with health and safety thrown out the window. And yet other examples where health and safety is top of the agenda. It's not a homogenous picture. What you've got there is a law that allows for human rights abuses, but you've also got some positive examples of some excellent behaviour, but it's not universal.
All right, now, no doubt we will be hearing more about this, because there's huge reaction to Jordan Henderson's interview on social media today. Thank you very much, Paul, for speaking to us this morning. Paul Amann, who's the founder of Liverpool's official LGBTQ plus fans group, Cop Outs. Coming up next, Evelyn O'Rourke on the shortage of secondary school teachers.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.